Hello, today is Monday, January 16th, 2017. I cannot believe we are already more than halfway through the month, the first month in the new year. Time is flying. This is Carmen Veal here from brownskinwomen.com. This podcast is more on the professional side for those who are interested in Facebook advertisement or who have already used a Facebook advertisement to advertise a product or a service. So I wanted to just share with you my experience with both unsuccessful Facebook ad campaigns and successful ones, because I received a few emails over the past, like maybe 4 months or so, about creating a suite on Facebook advertisement. And so while I'm in the process of creating that, I really wanted to offer something for those who may not be members, and those who are also already members, so that you can understand more about it in the meantime, and also to try and stop anyone from making some of the mistakes that I made that led to money blown and an unsuccessful result. So I have two sides. Side A, which is where my unsuccessful campaign lives, and side B, where my successful campaign lives. Side A, perfect example, and I did it a couple times, but a few of them were trial and error so that I can just test the waters. For me, the best experience and way to learn is through trial and error. Obviously, doing research and learning some things to avoid is always helpful, but in this case, learning a few things that I'm going to share with you later on in this podcast were essential to me, and so I'm going to run through those. The first advertisement that I did that was unsuccessful, it was an event that I had coming up, and the ticket sales were low. It was a small event. Ticket sales were low, and I wanted to pick up or increase the number of attendees, so I created an advertisement that would offer, you know, a marketing pitch on why they should attend the event. Needless to say, it was unsuccessful. It was unsuccessful for a few reasons, and I'll explain them to you momentarily, but let me just share with you the successful Facebook ad campaign. I had a natural hair, beauty, and wellness expo coming up in a town in my home state that I had not offered this particular large event in prior. And with it, it was an event that I created a really awesome marketing campaign for, like really beautiful graphics that were entertaining, educational. They offered ticket giveaways. They gave sneak peeks on what the guests could expect from the event. Like almost every day I was posting something new, something different, something enticing, something fun, something funny. I was evoking a lot of emotion from my potential attendees. And so as a result, that campaign was successful in a few ways. It allowed me to increase my page likes by over 1,000 new likers, some in my state, not all though. And then I also built really great visibility around the event, and ultimately, which was my end goal, I was able to have a successful, well-attended event because of all of these things that brought visibility around the event. My end goal was to bring awareness. It was not ultimately to make ticket sales, at least not on the surface. That was what I wanted to happen, but I wanted to give them something that would encourage them to make the ticket purchase. And that is exactly what happened. So for side A and side B, my end goals were completely different. My approaches were completely different, and my results were completely different. So I'm just going to share with you a few things that I think that you can do to avoid so that you can have greater success with your Facebook advertisement campaigns and the money that you spend. So first is to stop trying to sell something that doesn't provide good quality content. For side A, with that unsuccessful Facebook ad for the event that I was trying to increase the number of sales, it was quick. It was half-assed. It didn't offer anything, you know, that grabbed people's attention. I mean, to me, it was okay, but it wasn't awesome. And so I ended up blowing money on an ad that did nothing for me but take money away. It did teach me a lesson, though, so I guess in a sense it was a bit of a value to it. But, you know, in terms of quality, good quality content, your image that you choose is important. High resolution, it's awesome. If you can create or provide or upload an image that not only speaks to what it is that you are trying to advertise, but it is attractive. The other thing is a catchy title and description of whatever it is you are advertising, making it appeal to people's interest and making them like want to click on it to learn more. Excuse me. And then ultimately your offer is important too. So you have this amazing image, you have this amazing catchy title and description. It intrigues people and they click on it and then they get to, you know, whatever it is, be it the actual event, be it a page on your website. And so they get there and it isn't enticing. That also has to be enticing. Like, there needs to be good quality content on whatever that call to action area is so that it continues to pull them in and draw them in further. So I would highly suggest that you take your time to build good quality content and not be all rushed and result driven the way I was with my unsuccessful campaign ad, and more strategic and more organized and more well thought out as I was with my successful Facebook advertisement. Second, I suggest you define who your target audience is and cater to them, not to everybody in the US or people in Atlanta. If you are like myself in Connecticut, that would be a complete waste of time for me to advertise to people who are in another state and know darn well none of them will be showing up at my event. Yeah, they may like my page, but what value does that really offer me if they are not here? There is a chance they may not know somebody in my home state that they can share that information with. So that's just something to keep in mind with when you are building your campaign. Your niche market, your target audience is huge. And another thing to consider with Facebook advertisements when you are setting a budget, which is how much money you are going to give Facebook to run this campaign. You set the number, you set the length of time. Keep in mind that that number for a bigger company or a more established small company likely will always be bigger than yours. And so if you don't have good quality content, you are competing with people with huge budgets. And if you are catering to the same niche market target audience, guess who's going to get more attention than you will? So it's really important that you also, you know, just keep in mind the two things with this, which ultimately impacts your budget, are good quality content and identifying and defining your target market and your target audience, and then your budget. You don't need to set a really large budget. If you have amazing content and you have defined who your audience is, you should do well, because my last point is indirect word of mouth sales. This, yeah, you're grabbing these people's attention through Facebook, through an advertisement, but what you ultimately want to do and what ultimately will happen with good quality content is people will share, they will like, they will comment, they will tag whatever it is you are sharing with their family, with their friends, because it evokes some type of emotion within them. It piques their interest in some way. And so that is ultimately what your end goal should be. So with my Natural Hair Beauty and Wellness Expo and the success, like I said, I evoked a ton of emotions. I made people happy. I made people, you know, sad because I was sharing things that unfortunately they were struggling with. I was offering some humorous things. I was doing ticket giveaways. I was enticing them ultimately to let them know that they will experience all of these things times 1,000 the day of the actual event. I had women come from Connecticut. I'm sorry, we're in Connecticut. I had people come from New York, people come from New Jersey, and the furthest away was a family that came all the way from Virginia, 8 hours away to attend this expo. She told me that that no event of this type was happening in her home state. It struck her interest on Facebook somehow, and you know, in Virginia, decided ultimately that she wanted to be a part of it, and they came up to be a part of it. And it was amazing. Like, it, you know, that right there was just confirmation that because I put my love and my energy into creating this thing, this campaign, and it showed, and it made people happy, and it made them recognize a lot of value in what I was offering and would be offering, that was confirmation that I was on the right track. And so this is what I would like for you to take into your processes and your strategizing with campaign advertisements. I know that we all go through these periods within our business where we really want to pick up ourselves and our customer base and our fan base, but make sure you're doing it in a way that really produces the results that you want and you not leaving you feeling more kind of like deeper into the abyss of not feeling supported, not feeling like your business is growing. Sometimes we contribute to those things happening. And so if we are more strategic and more informed about ways in which to avoid them, I think that we can be more successful and more happy with the highlights and the milestones within our business. And so that's it. Hopefully this was super helpful for you ladies and men, if you're listening to this. Again, Carmenville from Carmenville.com and brownskinwomen.com. I look forward to connecting with you soon.